Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman, and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saints, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Well, greeting you, dear radio friend, and welcome again to another day of broadcast here on the Sounds of Faith. I'm Brother Johnny Owens, and I'm your host here on the Monday through Friday broadcast, 30-minute broadcast, here on this good time slot in this good radio station, maybe on the internet, but we're glad to have you along with us. Maybe you're listening on the Just Jesus radio app, amen. I mean, we're on there, I believe, at 4 o'clock, amen. We come on here out of Forest City, North Carolina, WWL at 12:30, then up in the Black Mountain, Asheville area at 6 o'clock in the afternoon and evening on WKJV and WKJW, and glad to be along with you again. And whether you're finding a place of listening today, it's a special day for me. Today's my 61st birthday today, amen. Looking up here at the calendar, seeing where we're at, and I say, "Hey, it's my birthday!" Praise God! Yeah, I feel every year of it. Amen, amen. But no, we're thankful for what God's done, and God's been good to us over these 61 years, and I'm glad. You know, I got to thinking, I'm thankful that, you know, God took care of me, you know, through people when I was unable to take care of myself. I'm talking physically. And, boy, God's taken care of me all these years. And even when I thought I could take care of myself, I found out real quick like I couldn't. I can't even walk, as the old song says, without him holding my hand. And I appreciate the goodness of God in our life. Amen? Amen. Well, I pray that, you know, talking about old, amen, here's the young adult choir going to sing about the old-time way. I like this song. Hope you will, too.
We will not lie. side trip.
Amen. I like to hear young people talking about the old time way. Amen. That's our young adults. Amen. Singing about staying in the old time way. Amen. Well, we'd love to have you come and visit with us here at the Faith Baptist Church. And we don't say much about this. We have youth. I know some preachers preach against this, but we do have a strong youth ministry here. Our oldest son, Jonathan, has been our youth pastor here now, celebrating over 10 years, and him and Miss Jennifer's wife are doing great things with our young people, from Patch to Pirate through Sigma, even the young adults that you've just heard sing. And we have a great that. We try to do things for our seniors, our senior citizens, amen, and all those in between, amen, and church that we like to think that we try to edify every member of the family, and then the family unit, amen. We believe in that, and we believe the Word of God is a major part of that, and so we are an old-fashioned church, and we would love to have you come and visit, and we will have services this coming Lord's Day. 10 o'clock begins Sunday school time, 11 o'clock is worship, 6 o'clock in the evening service, and we would love to have you come for any of these services, amen. And we're located just simply about 5 miles south of Shelby on Highway down 18 south going towards South Carolina. As a matter of fact, we're only about 2 miles from the South Carolina state line, right there at the intersection of Highway 180 and 18 south of Shelby, North Carolina. Consider yourself invited to come and visit here at the Faith Baptist Church. Amen. We'll hear a couple numbers from the adult choir today as well. And this first one is a good song. Miss Casey Whisnett sings the lead on this one with that choir. And talking about I'm glad, it says, I'm glad that I have a Bible. Amen. I'm glad that I've got a Bible. Amen.
How often I have turned to the precious Word of life, needing strength for my weary soul. How often has the voice of God addressed the sin in me, as He draws me close and makes me whole. In the darkest hours of life I faced, I've been healed by the Word. My spirit springs to life anew when I hear from the Lord. The voice of God pages, the truth of God that stands throughout the ages, is a lamp, it's a light, it's the very bread of life, a source of comfort, cheer, and my heart's delight. I'm so thankful by this book, speaking truth when I don't know what to do. It stands unchanging in a world where nothing stays the same. It's a constant light for whatever we go through. It was true back then, it's true today. You can build your life upon it, the foundation upon which I stand. I'm thankful I can say that it's the voice of God that speaks from the pages, the truth of God that stands throughout the ages. salvation. And tomorrow when I open up that precious book again, it still will be everything I need. The voice of God that speaks from the pages, the truth of God that stands throughout the ages, is a lamp, is a light, is the very bread of life, a source of comfort, cheer, and my heart's delight. I'm so thankful
that great. I'm glad I've got the Bible. Amen. I like that. I always say the Bible. Amen. Not just a Bible. And there's only one Bible. Amen. There's only one true Bible. Amen. That's the King James Bible. Amen. That's the one that's been preserved seven times. Amen. Amen. Purified seven times. Amen. Thank God we have a Bible. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Amen. Just one of the many things that we ought to be thankful for this holiday season coming up just in a few weeks. Amen. Amen. Well, listen, this is our truth of the day. Let's see this. In John chapter 15, verse number 5, very familiar verse. I'm sure some of you could probably even quote this, but listen to what the word says. Jesus says, I am the vine, and you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. Here's the truth from that truth. Abiding in him is even more productive than activity for him. Let me say that again. That's pretty deep, pretty powerful. Abiding in Christ is even more productive than activities we do for Christ. Not by might, the word says, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Oh, may God give blessings unto the reading of his word and for our truth for today. I tell you what, that's pretty powerful stuff. You know, everybody, we put a lot of confidence and a lot of, we talk a lot about those activities that we do. You know, but it's abiding in him that makes the biggest difference. Amen? Amen. Well, that familiar music there that you hear reminds us it's time to pray. Let's do talk to our Heavenly Father for a few moments. Join me if you can as we pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, very humbly today we bow before thee in thy presence, asking you, Lord, to forgive us of any sin that may be in our way or in our life, in our mind, whether in thought, word, or deed. Lord, I pray you would forgive me and cleanse me even now. Now, Lord, let me say thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your being who you are today to us. God, you can do what you do because you are who you are. And we don't serve a dead Jew. We serve a risen Savior. We don't have a dead faith. We have a lively hope in Christ Jesus our Lord. And for this, we say thank you again. Now, Lord, I'm praying today, as I'm sure some others are as well. And I'm praying that your will be done in some unspoken requests that I have today. Some may be crying out to you today in their own needs and their own desires. I pray, God, that you touch those needs. I pray, God, you do that which is in thy will to do. I pray, God, that you'd help us today as we continue the broadcast time. I pray that you'll, God, just help the music to be a real blessing I pray that the word of God that we've, the portion of scripture that you laid on the hearts today, I pray it to be exactly what it needs to be in our life today as we try to preach and continue on the thought of what is your life, what is our life today. Thank you, Lord, for the life that you've given us to live again another day. And God, I pray you may bless the rest of our time together. And we'll be careful to give you the praise for it all. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God for you joining us. Thank God for you praying with us. And we're going to hear another song here from the choir again. Amen. Amen. I like this song. Miss Haley takes the lead on this one. Talking about that bird. Hey, like a bird out of prison. Amen. Oh, that's taking his flight. Amen. Thank God I'm free. Amen.
For a long time I traveled down a long, lonely road. My heart was so heavy, in sin I sank low. But then I heard about Jesus, and what a wonderful hour. I'm so glad that I found out that he could bring me out through his saving power.
Here is the, I think this is just the Zorn girls on this one, I believe. Amen. Before the message today. Oh, I've come by the way of the cross. Amen. I like this song. I hope it'll bless your heart real good. Amen.
Condemned to die on a cross for crimes he had done. He was guilty. Everyone could see, but his destiny was changed when he looked at Christ and said, "When your kingdom comes, remember me." In paradise that day he stood, just like the Lord had said he would, surrounded by the I can hear him reply, "There are no merits to my name, no works that I can claim. He who brought me here told me to say, I have
nothing to claim but my guilt and my shame. And hopelessly lost, I could not find my way. Then His glorious light of love shone down on me. His mercy washed all my sins away.
And what He did for me that day was a price I know He paid. And by His grace I too can say, forever say, I have come by the way of the cross. I have come by the way of the cross. It is nothing I have done, it's the suffering of God's Son. I have come by. Suffering of God's Son, we have come by the way of the cross.
Oh, we've come by the way of the cross. Hey, there is no other way, friend. There is no access. There is no other way to heaven other than the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, my time has ticked away, but you know, I still have time for the Word of God. We ought to always have time for the Bible. And Mark chapter number 9 in verse 23, you know, I got to thinking about this happy life, and there are some things that seem to be impossible, but when we realize these impossible things, we can, these things, impossible things that make a happy life possible. Mark says it like this in Mark chapter number 9, verse 23. And Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe. Oh, listen to me. You know, there's some things that we may think is impossible, but realizing the impossibilities make this happy life possible. Ephesians chapter number 5, I want you to notice there's none shall see God without holiness. You say, that's impossible. No, it's not. It's, you know, it's impossible to see God without holiness. But it's not impossible to be holy. Ephesians chapter number 5 and verse number 5 says, for this we know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of God. The Bible makes it very plain that, you know, we go to heaven because we're saved by the grace of God. And that, we realize that, friend, the happier your life will become when you realize that there is no seeing God without salvation. And notice Hebrews chapter number 12, verse 14. Follow peace with all men, and holiness, without which no man shall see you the Lord. You know, no, I'm not preaching to work salvation by no means, but I do believe this. I believe if a person that's really saved, they're going to strive to live holy life. That don't mean they always will succeed at it, but they will be something down deep inside them that will try to do that. That there's no desire to please God, I doubt very seriously you know God, because the Bible tells me that there's a desire. Our desires change. And listen, to really grasp this concept of a happy life, we got to understand, hey, what makes God happy should make us happy. What makes Him happy will make us happy. And, you know, the Bible tells me, number two, not only none shall see God without holiness, but none can please him without faith. I just preached out of this text not too awful long ago. Not too awful long ago, I think it was, on without faith, it is impossible to please him, to please God without faith. What kind of faith is it, Brother Johnny? Well, I tell you what, you have to have saving faith. Listen, they're serving faith. I believe they're sanctifying faith. I believe there's faith, hey, for every mile of the way, friend. And he tells us that in Hebrews chapter number 11 and number 6. And boy, I tell you what, this makes me happy. This brings joy to my life. This brings comfort to my situations, is what Jeremiah 10:10 says. I like it. Listen to what it says here. But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and an everlasting King. At his wrath, the earth shall tremble. The nations shall not be able to abide in his indignation. And of course, Titus, I don't have this one marked, my time. Well, there, I flip right to it. Hallelujah. Must be the Lord's will. Amen. Flip right to it. Amen. Number two, chapter 1, verse 2. In hope of eternal life, which God, notice this now, cannot lie, promised before the world began. Listen, this is where I find my happiness today. This is why I can have joy in my heart, even when the world is falling down around us, is that God cannot lie. We will not find a lie in God. His promises are true. His promises are without repentance. He's going to carry through the promises that he promised. He's many of them already been brought to pass, but those that he still has not carried out, he will carry out. Well, I tell you what, you can have a happy life today knowing that God cannot lie. What he's promised you, he will bring to pass. May God help us with that thought for the day. Now, we've got a few more. We've got four more things we'll look at tomorrow. But until then, God bless you. Now is our prayer. Keep listening for the sounds of faith.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for the sounds of faith.